For those concerned about pesticide use in conventional farming methods and its impacts on human health and the environment, the annual Environmental Working Group, EWG, Shopper's Guide to Pesticides in Produce titled, The Dirty Dozen and Clean 15, is an easy way to understand the risks. In the Kofet region, Coming Home Farm and Blueberry Commons in Wildwood are both certified organic. There are also many backyard gardeners in the region, but some folks may not have the ability or the right environment to grow, so the guide can come in handy when trying to avoid food grown with herbicides and insecticides. Peg Campbell, who lives in Oakover, said she tries to buy organic when she can and especially tries to follow the Dirty Dozen list. Easy to do in the summer with all our wonderful local farmers and fresh produce, said Campbell. Harder in the winter, especially now trying to avoid buying American produce. Although the guide is based on fruit and vegetables tested on farms in the USA, the information can be relevant to residents in BC and Canada, since, according to Canada Food Flows, an interactive website developed by UBC researchers, US states supply 67% of Canada's vegetable imports and 36% of fruit imports. According to a EWG media release from June 11, almost 60% of samples of conventionally grown fruit and vegetables on the Clean 15 list had no detectable pesticide residues. Conversely, more than 9 in 10 samples of conventional or non-organic produce on the guide's Dirty Dozen list contained residues of potentially harmful pesticides. New on the list for a high amount of pesticide residue are potatoes and blackberries. According to the release, the information is based on the USDA's first-time tests of blackberries, which found 93% of samples had pesticide residues, for an average of 4 different pesticides per sample. The pesticide cypermethrin, classified as a possible human carcinogen by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, was detected on just over half of conventional blackberry samples. For potatoes, new USDA data revealed that 90% of samples contained chloroprofen, a sprout inhibitor used post-harvest. The European Union banned use of the chemical in 2019 due to health concerns for both farmers and consumers. The EWG looks at USDA data to review pesticide residues on many popular fruits and vegetables. These 12 fruits and vegetables had the highest amount of pesticide residues detected according to USDA data: spinach, strawberries, kale, grapes, peaches, cherries, nectarines, pears, apples, blackberries, and potatoes. These 12 items had the lowest amounts of pesticide residues, according to EWG's analysis of the most recent USDA data: sweet corn, avocados, papaya, onion, asparagus, cabbage, watermelon, cauliflower, bananas, mangoes, pineapple, and kiwi. Luckily in BC, in the summer, folks can find peaches, cherries, blackberries, and locally grown fruits and vegetables quite easily. I was glad to see potatoes on the Dirty Dozen as organic just tastes better, and I want to support organic farming, said Campbell. I was relieved to see cauliflower on Clean 15, due to the price of organic, and how brown spotted they look in our stores in the winter. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.